And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing and brand new to the show, Captain Mike Klaus of the Pacific Dawn. This is going to be a great show. So much cool stuff to talk about. Lots going on. You stay tuned. You're in for a great one. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150, available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rod to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Again, super stoked to be talking with the boys this morning. And Carl Schmidt, old hat here now at Fisherman's Landing, been on Let's Talk Hookup a bunch of times. It's okay to have you. Morning, Carl.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
We're doing really good and very excited. You brought a bud, a partner, another person from the landing, and the first time on Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Mike Klaus. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Very good, man. We're really excited to have you, and, man, lots going on right now with the landing, lots going on with boats. Frank talked about it yesterday, kind of let the cat out of the bag that Mike was coming on. Brand new boat owner, brand new partner, brand new person at Fisherman's Landing. Or not new to Fisherman's Landing, but new to being the sole owner operator behind the wheel, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Mike, brand new Pacific Dawn. You took over. You know, Frank kind of talked a little bit about it last week, but a great operation from Pat and Gina Cavanaugh for a lot of years, and they passed the torch to somebody who, you know, you thought was going to be the right one, and you thought the right move, and just, man, we're really, really excited. Lots of new blood coming behind the wheel of a great operation.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited. I know Pat and Gina, they love the boat. They are very passionate about the boat, and Pat has done a great job keeping that boat beautiful for many, many years. And I saw that. I knew that, and I've had my eyes on it for a long time.
Man, I love it. The boat is just, I love that boat. The Pacific Dawn is so killer. It's sleek. It's like a sports car, man. When you see it coming down the dock, it just looks fast. It's comfortable. It's a great boat. You know, for our listeners that haven't been on board the boat before or aren't familiar, kind of talk, give us a little rundown. What's the boat like? I mean, it's unique to down here. It's got a great look and feel to it. Kind of give us a little rundown. What's she like?
Well, the boat's fiberglass, which is, you know, which is nice because fiberglass is nice and it's durable. The bunk situation is wonderful because it instead of sleeping forward to aft, you're actually outboard to inboard. So when the boat rocks, you're kind of like rocking
like
from
rock
head to toe.
Baby kind of thing.
Yeah,
okay.
You're rocking head to toe instead of rocking
rolling around. Okay.
So that's one of the interesting features about the boat that I really like about it. It's a Majitec. Majitec is a well-built fiberglass boat, and you know, I think it's in great condition, and it's a perfect day to 3-day boat.
It is, yeah, it's beautiful.
It's perfect for that.
Holds a lot of bait for the boat, and you guys do, is it a lot of charters, a lot of open party? Like, what's the run that you're kind of going after like?
So, primarily, I'm trying to target, I would really like to turn, well, it is a charter boat, but mm-hmm. I would like to get the boat pretty much 100% chartered.
Yeah, totally.
That's what I would like to do eventually.
The Dawn to me screams like perfect charter boat in that it's big, it's comfortable, but it's not a giant boat, meaning that it doesn't take a huge group to get together to fill a charter.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, you will know, like, Carl, what's the ideal charter size? I mean, Carl, obviously you deal with every boat being Carl from the landing, but, you know, what's the ideal charter size on a boat like the Dawn?
I think like that, call it 12 to 15 people, where I think is like the super sweet spot on that
yeah.
boat, you know?
Could take more, I'm sure.
Yeah,
oh,
boat can sleep up to 19, 20 people on overnight trips, you know, which is perfectly
they
fine.
They have to.
Yeah. And then, but on the shorter trips or longer trips, we take a couple people off, and it's a really comfortable boat with 15 guys. I mean, I don't remember, you kind of remember when we were fishing the boat up north when after the Fred Hall shows
yeah.
and stuff like that, and we had, what, 15 guys on the boat. It fished perfect.
I'm with you, and that just to me seems like such a manageable, easy charter group to get. You know, like tracking down 15, but well, more importantly, tracking down 15 buds who have their money ready to do a charter yeah. seems so much easier than
totally
than double that. Or you know, you got a construction company you want to take your customers fishing, that kind of thing. Just that seems like such a nice, easy, manageable load to deal with.
Yeah, and it kind of keeps the price point per person kind of a little lower versus the guys that you need 6 or 7 or 8 guys to go fishing with on that, where the price point is still higher. But you don't need to get 30 or 40 people to go fishing on some of these bigger boats. So it's a really nice, comfortable boat. It's really in the middle price range there, you know, where it's easy to, like you said, get 12 or 15 of your buddies to go.
Yeah.
Go fishing, go have a great time, and you don't have to get 30 people to get the boat off the dock.
I think chartering the boat is probably a little easier than some people realize. You know, if you do a ton of open party fishing and you love, you know, going down and grabbing a ticket, especially when it comes to 15 buds, like the price, when you book the charter out, like the price doesn't change much from what an open party is. It's just it becomes all your buds. Certainly there's the, you know, there's the extra work in making sure all 15 guys get it, but like then it's just you, just the amigos, just how you want to have it done.
Yeah, exactly. And you can like cater the boat to what you want to do, you know. If you guys like
exactly.
Dude, I have friends and family, you know, younger kids who want to go, you know what, we don't want to do the big bluefin, we want to go catch yellowfin and Dorado. Great, well, you can do that.
Sure.
It makes that decision.
Sure. Right.
This is an open. Oh, the captain's like, I have to do what's best for everyone on the boat versus 2 or 3 people. You know, but if you got 10 hardcore guys, we want to do bluefin, not like, hey, it's been kind of tough. We don't care. We want to go fish bluefin. All right, we're going to go fish bluefin. You get to make the call.
So I've got to fish with Mike for multiple days on Royal Polaris and some of your stints, and got to see when you were behind the wheel running other boats here at Fisherman's Landing. bluefin, I know, just like in the best way, get under your skin. Like you, I feel comfortable in saying I know that that's what you love to do.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean,
it's true. I have a love-hate relationship.
They drive you crazy in the best way. Like Mike is a bluefin fanatic, you know, and I chuckled when Carl said the same thing. Like, you know, hey, we want to go fish trout on Yelp, and of course they'll go do that. But like, man, I know that if big ones were a possibility,
we're going.
I just know that's what Mike likes to go do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course I'm going to ask to, you know.
Yeah, you're going to do
that direction.
The yeah,
but it's obviously
yeah
up to the charter.
Yep,
but you know, I'll explain to them that, hey, we'll have 50 frozen flyers ready
yeah
to go.
Yeah. That's awesome. Now, Carl, what's going on at the landing? This is kind of a transition time. It might be slow in terms of looking at the parking lot, but, boy, with the last few seasons, fish starting earlier and earlier, and then when we had Captain Frank Capressi on last week, he was talking about the commercial quota already being done and potentially the best sign of big fish they've seen yet. Like, How is that transpiring? What does it feel like around the landing? What's going on? What's going on in the world of Fisherman's Landing right now?
People are very excited. You know, the guys down are on the boat are busting their butts, getting the boats ready. I mean, it's probably the first time so far where guys are actually trying to be ready to run mid-February, beginning of March versus like June 1st, you know?
No doubt. This is the, when you look at the docks right now, this is the busiest, that you see boat maintenance or like boats not even here because they're in yard getting everything done. Like,
you come down here and there's boats all tarped up, ready to go.
Yeah, like there's a lot of work going on right now.
There's a lot of work going on. Guys are calling in, getting their longer trips booked, you know, their 2 to 3 day trips, you know. Schedules are pretty much all the way up. I've been super busy helping all these guys with their scheduling up, you know. Tomahawk's up, Condor's up.
We're next.
So with the Pacific Dawn, super cool thing, you know, they're going to be up in Ventura for March or
April,
May, and
June. Oh, that's
great.
So you're
going to
continue the tradition that...
Well, honestly, and it would be... It would be a bad business move not to.
Yeah.
It'd be a bad business move. The boat has such a...
Loyal clientele.
Such a loyal clientele.
I love that.
Yeah. So I would not... I don't want to take anything that Pat and you know, Pat has built over the
totally
years.
Totally.
I just feel like it would... It's.
You owe it to the customers.
I owe it to the customers.
I love that.
And the open party schedule is up and on their website. You
okay
can go to PacificDawnSportFishing.com or PacificDawn.com or Ventura Harbor Sport Fishing. You can go to Pacific Dawn. You see our
cool
overnight trips. Yeah. We got a handful of...
So if you want to book a sea bass, cod trip, that kind of thing.
Yep. Go online or call up there and you can book either an overnight trip or a 2 day trip.
Cool.
Yep.
What are those trips like? I mean, my assumption is that it's sea bass and yellowtail and rock cod and that kind of stuff. I mean, is that the type of thing that you're kind of planning on focusing on, Mike?
Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely. Of course, if there's sea bass to catch, that's what we're going to do. We'll do the sea bass and then, you know, go out and catch rockfish for the rest of the day.
Boy, the beauty is up there, too. That is just the land of just the most spectacular. It's such good godfish.
I mean, I wish I went up there and did it more. It's so fun. It is really a lot of fun fishing up there.
Yeah, shallow water, right? I mean, it's basically like you're catching red and orange bass on bass gear. And filling the sack with the best eaten fish to be had. Right. I'm really stoked. I didn't know that you guys were going to go do that. I think that's a great move.
No,
that's
we are. Cool. It just does not make sense not to.
Yeah.
I would, though, since, you know, rock cod fishing is, they're closing it up in that area. So March is kind of a wash for me up there. So I'm hoping down here I would like to put some open party trips down here in San Diego before I leave.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
If I do, they're going to be primarily like 2.5 to 3 day trips.
Okay.
I'd like to do 3 day trips, early departure. Early departure, 3 day trips, just like a long range boat would do. Something like that.
That's an awesome idea. I mean, I think that there's no doubt that if there was some coverage and some guys going, I think that there would be bluefin tuna fishing to be had. I mean, look, we heard from the commercial fleet. If Ted said it's potentially the best he's ever seen, like that carries some weight,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a real deal, but, you know, this time of year, Carl, like you were saying, guys are doing their maintenance. This is just not the time when there's a lot of guys out looking, but, boy, you stretch a couple of nice weather days together and
I think in about 3 weeks there's going to be some guys ready to go, and there will be a couple of boats going out there fishing. You
That's
know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mike, this is the time of year when guys, you know, work on the boats. What have you been doing to the Dawn? Is she ready to go right now? Do you got little projects that you'd like to see get done? Like, so, what's it like taking over a run like that?
So the Dawn, it pretty much came to me turnkey. There are certain things, you know.
It's a boat.
It's the end of the year.
Yeah.
It's the end of the season. It has end of the season maintenance to be done.
Okay.
You know, it has a little bit of paint here and there. painting, of course, is kind of hard, especially when this is not a haul-out year. You know.
And let's face it, we haven't had the greatest painting weather here. It feels like it's rained every day.
The weather's been terrible for us.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to focus on the bait tank and the deck.
Cool.
That's all I'm doing right now. Mechanically sound. The boat is mechanically sound. you know, I'm going to tinker around a little bit, get all the mussels and barnacles.
Yeah.
Have already been removed from the entire system of the boat. Downstairs, I know they had a little bit of an issue with the AC, but it was just the control panel. So
machinery has been a major background of yours for quite some time. I know I fished with you on the Royal Polaris, where you were the engineer as well as being responsible for the, you know, for the engine rooms on a lot of long range boats. I mean, that's like
it's my second love.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody speaks so highly of it, and what I mean. You know, that is such the important part too. You know, it's nice going with a guy that you know is so, you know, machinery is such a second background to him, and knowing that you put the respect into it, that kind of thing.
That was one of my goals. When I first started long range fishing, that was my goal was to learn the engine room and learn everything about it, refrigeration and engine room, before I got my captain's license. So I was one of those that waited 10 years before I got my captain's license.
Opposite of what a lot of people do. A lot of people, you know, would get that and just, you know, hope to learn as they go along. You became an expert on it first and then like, all right, let's get rolling.
I loved it and I felt like I had to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Carl, certainly some really good stuff to be coming. This is going to be a lot of show. So much to cover in terms of boats that are coming, fishing that's going on, shows that are coming up. It may not be a ton of cars in the parking lot, but boy, there's still a lot of stuff going on at the Landing.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a busy year for the Landing. You know, three new boat owners down there with Dave on the Tomahawk now, Mike with the Dawn, and then we got Alex and Gavin on the Pegasus, taking over from Joe Chade and Whitey there, you know. So a lot of going on there. Everyone's getting ready. Everyone's trying to get ready for the season. So it's been a busy year with all the different transactions. You know, it's great to see all this new and fresh blood in the industry, you know, especially at Fisherman's Landing. For a while, like, who's going to step up and take over after some of these guys that have been in the business for 30, 40 years and they want to move on and retire? Who's going to step up and take their places, you know? And at Fisherman's Landing, you see it. You got Dave, you got Mike, you got Alex, you got Jeff Walker on the Fortune. You know, we have a lot of fresh blood in the industry, which we need to keep this thing going that we've all worked so hard for 70 years or 100 years, you know, and we have that.
It's really fun watching, you know, whatever you call it, the next generation running the show, you know, and it's really cool. You're right. I mean, that was a great way to put it. And, you know, there's a lot of young, hungry, just excited as hell to go fishing guys, Mike very much being one of them. There's a really cool team. And, like, you know, there's a very good sense of it down there. Those guys are all buds with each other, and everybody's talking on the radio. Everybody's already worked with each other in one capacity or the other for a bunch of years, and now it's on. Now you guys are out of the show.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's rad.
Cool. I mean, I left it for a year, trying to do the private thing, you know, in the yacht world, and it wasn't enough fishing for me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're about to go get a whole lot of it.
I'm a glutton for fun.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be excited to see what is new. You know, you've kind of like seen the Royal Star with the whole RSW, and then like some of this flying fishing we're doing. What's going to be next? What are they going to do to change the industry for the better, you know? So it's really exciting times here, just not at Fisherman's Landing, but in the industry as a whole.
Well said, man. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show coming for you today. so much to cover and a lot of your phone calls, man. We're really looking forward to hearing from you. If you want to join us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Clearly, Mike and Carl, very popular guests. Every single phone line we have is completely packed up right now, but we got a lot of time to be taking your phone calls. Lots of opportunity to get you through. Again, 213-432-1090. Or you can always text the show. Hugely popular here now on Let's Talk Hookup. You can text in your questions for Mike and Carl. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's easy to get. Also, you can listen to all the past shows. You can listen to archive shows. If you're driving home, you got traffic on the way home, just fire off the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can hear all your previous shows. You want to hear Frank Lopresti talk about all that great stuff last week with Captain Dave? Easy to do. Let's Talk Hookup app. And not only can you text in your questions, make sure you include your contact info, because if you win one of the prizes at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get a hold of you. And man, do we have some killer prizes today. A big thanks to Carl and the whole team at Fisherman's Landing. Two prizes today. So we are going to have a winner from the caller side. We're also going to have a winner from the texter side. And Mike, at the end of the show, is going to flip a coin to determine who wins what.
All right.
But we are giving away a prize. The winner of the coin flip is going to get to go fishing on an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing on any open party trip at a Fisherman's Landing. You pick the boat. If there's an open party overnight and there's a spot available, it's yours. The other prize is going to be a full-day trip. That's on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable. You're going to get to go fishing with Taro and Anibal, get in all that great fishing that those guys had last year. I know, Carl, you were saying Coronado Islands fishing is coming up pretty soon for those guys. Obviously, all that killer offshore fishing they had. So, again, prize number one, an overnight trip. You pick the boat, any boat, overnight, Fisherman's Landing, that's running an open party spot, or a full-day trip on board the Liberty. Again, any open party trip on board the Liberty, you're going to get to go fishing. How cool is that, man?
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, we really appreciate it, guys. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Text us through that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and then they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know we have been loading up on tackle, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this spring and summer. We will be discounting all the big names. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge preseason sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. We'll see you at the landing. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We've always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. From knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get a gun. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Hi, it's John Ireland from Rancho Lanier Resorts. Come join us at the Bart Hall shows this coming February at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March at the Long Beach Convention Center. It's going to be a great time. Look forward to seeing you there.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, man. Very popular indeed. Like I said, phones absolutely packed up. We're excited to get things going here this morning. And, man, Carl, you told me during the break, so not only are you giving away an overnight trip, again, aboard any overnight boat at a Fisherman's Landing, as well as a trip on the Liberty, if somebody wanted to upgrade that to day and a half, pay the difference from the overnight to an overnight trip, and they can pick any day and a half trip. Yep. Again, open party with a spot at a Fisherman's Landing. No exclusion on any boat. Just if they're running an open party trip and there's a spot, you're going.
Exactly.
That's badass, yep, man. I dig it.
It could be on the Islander. It could be on the Dawn. Yep. Could be on the Condor. Whatever.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Someone's going fishing. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090, or again, send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Tons to choose from. We're going to jump right into it, get into the phone. Started off this morning with Ryan. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say that it's awesome the year that Mike's back, and I just have a quick comment. Last time I fished with Mike, I'm not sure if you remember me, but you let me and Julian up on the boat, and this was back in 2001 in September when we had this incredible bite on this bluefin fishing on the kite, and I just wanted you to explain bits and pieces of that story, if you remember that. We had those photos up that went up on Western Outdoor News. I'm not sure if you remember that as well, but man, that was such a great time.
Well, give us a little bit of the rundown, Ryan, just for our sake. What was it like? Big bluefins on the trip?
Yeah, like you mentioned, you know, in the beginning of the show that Mike, you know, he's aggressive. He likes to go out for a big bluefin. And that's what we did, you know. We fished for that small grade stuff early in the morning, and Mike came down and he said, "All right, guys, you know, we got a small report of some big ones out there. We're gonna go far and go get them." And that's what we did. And I think we had 50 fish over 100 pounds that trip on a day and a half.
Gosh, what a trip! Mike, so what that in the dry seat like had on board the boat, like to find it, maybe not easy when what you found is 25 pounds and what you're hoping for is 125 pounds. Like, what goes through your mind making the calls on moves like that, which clearly producing an amazing trip for Ryan and Julian there?
Well, I kind of like leave it up to the passenger. Actually, I'll go downstairs and I'll say, "Hey, look, if we got to make a 40-mile move or a 30-mile move, it's going to cut into your fishing time. But we have some good possibility. There's a good possibility, you know, we have a great chance that
sure,
we can get some big ones. And if you guys are interested, we can do it."
Yeah.
You know, and 9 times out of 10, everybody's in for it.
Especially with a great trip like that where it sounds like there was already some fish to be had. Everybody's got a little bit of fish that they're bringing home. Let's go swing for the fence.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
That was September 10th.
Well, Ron, great story. Appreciate you getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks a lot for that.
We'll talk to you again.
How about we jump back into him, talk to John. John's calling from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Two questions, one for Mike and one for Carl. Hey, Carl, you're going to have your tackle day on the 11th and 12th of February. Is that because you're not going to be at Del Mar? And then, Mike, fishing up out of up north. Is it easy to get on with you up there and go white sea bass fishing and rock cod fishing and wing cod fishing up there in those Channel Islands? And how do you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty. It's right now. It's pretty wide open. We are filling up charter wise in May and June, but we are running open party 2-day trips over the weekend. I don't have the price right in front of me. Well, I do have my manager.
2-day trips are going to be $600 per person. There's going to be a $90 meal package that will include breakfast, lunch, and dinner both days there. Then the overnight trips are going to be $245. Both trips leave at 9 o'clock at night, come back around 6, 7 o'clock in the evening, depending on how long the trip it is. Wide open April. May is half charter, half open party. Not a lot of availability in June. But, yeah, just you can call me or just call Ventura. I would say go online to Ventura Harbor Sport Fishing or PacificDawn.com. You can book your trip directly from the website. Find out what fits your schedule the best. Then
when are those trips going to start, Mike? Like, when is your projected first trip out of Ventura?
So here, that's the thing. That's the part we're trying to still work out. Let's see what happens. That's the thing we're still trying to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what kind of
Catches made up there from the guys that are already there year round.
Yeah,
sure.
And let's see if the boat starts filling up. If it doesn't start filling up, well, we're gonna stay here for a little bit if we can.
Yeah, maybe take advantage of this real early bluefin and slide in a sea bass time. You're gonna go. I dig it.
All of March in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
April 1st, get up there for the Rock Hot opener.
Nice. Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
That's the game plan for right now.
That's the game plan.
We can pivot if depending on how things go.
Now, John and Escondido is curious about Del Mar. Is Fisherman's Landing going to be at the show? Like, what's your show schedule like?
So the landing is going to be at both Bart Hall shows, the one in Del Mar at the end of, it's like in 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Then we'll do the PDCS show at beginning of March in Orange County. Then we'll do the Bart Hall show at the end of March up in Long Beach.
So awesome.
The landing will be at all three shows. The tackle shop will only be at the PDCS show. Rick can give you more information on the dates on the tackle.
Yeah, you had mentioned, John, the February 11th and 12th. That's just going to be an in-store sale. I would love to say it's going to be another tackle day, and it will be all of the same sales that we have at tackle day. There won't be the vendors in the parking lot, but in terms of sale opportunity, yes. All the same deals on hooks and jigs and a lot of the things that were available at Tackle Days, if you got to take advantage of that, that will be happening again the 11th and 12th of February. The landing, with Carl representing the boats, all that great stuff will definitely be at the Del Mar Bart Hall show.
Yeah. A lot of the boat owners will be up there also, especially all the new guys will be there. I believe almost all the long-range boats will be up at the PCS show. And then I think quite a few of them will probably be at the Long Beach show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, appreciate the call very much, John. Thanks a lot for that. We had a great text come through. This one was from Carlos in San Fernando Valley. It says, for your charters on Pacific Dawn, are the meals included? Is it a different plan? What are the prices on overnight charters? Does it vary from springtime to summertime, et cetera? That's all from Carlos in San Fernando Valley.
Carl, I'm going to go ahead and let you answer this one for me, please.
So the San Diego prices are all the same. Overnight trips, they're $88.40 for an overnight. I'd have to look it up. But meal packages are going to be $65 per day per person. So if you're on an overnight trip, we'll just do open galley. Everyone just pays for themselves, right. Just like any open
party. Pretty common.
Yep, exactly. Overnight, day and a half charters are going to be $65 per person. And 2-day trips, we'll just do $90. 2.5-day trips are $130. But you could go on the Pacific Dawn website, get the charter rates there. But it's very reasonable for everyone,
You talked about open party usually being an open galley. Is there an option for a meal plan if somebody wants a charter, or is it better to just do the open galley?
No, if someone wants to do like a charter galley package for an overnight,
figure something out.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So, but the Ventura prices are definitely different than San Diego prices, just the way it's structured up there. You can do an overnight trip in Ventura from around $45,000 to $5,000 San Diego for an overnight trip. Kind of starts at $59.70. You know, about $900 more.
And I'm sure a big part of that, permits, things like that. There's just a lot of things you don't have to do when you're not going into Mexico up above.
Yep. So meal packages are always extra, and then depending on California fishing license or Mexican permits, those are extra also.
Okay, got it, man. Cool, great info. Appreciate the text very much. How about we jump back into the phone and talk to Armand, who's called us from Seal Beach this morning. Morning, Armand. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm looking to hopefully maybe take advantage of one of these tackle bays and get into some of that speed jigging, that slow pitch jigging during the daytime for bluefin. I was curious if you guys had any recommendations.
I would probably, I know the guys in the shop, they do have some different slow pitch rods. You know, that's becoming more a popular thing, like what you're asking for. Those are going to be black hole rod? No.
Our slow pitch, it depends, like you say, a little bit on what you're after. And if that's tuna fishing or if it's, you know, rock fish and bottom fish thing. I think that from the number of, my gut is that's going to be something that's very popular in the next year or the following year.
Totally.
And I see a lot of, you know, you see how a lot of trends happen, and it's the guys that are on the very leading edge get into it, and then it kind of trickles down a little bit more, and then it trickles down to everybody. And, you know, when we had Gavin and Matt Brawlin here from Captain's Concepts, and they were saying, man, that's the way we love to catch those things,
it
daytime jigging.
It works really well.
Mike, clearly the same thing.
I am a believer.
We had Captain Taro in here, and what I think it's a good analogy is we're very used to catching those things at night on the big knife jigs and on the fall, and the effectiveness is no doubt. This to me is in the daytime part of it, like having the appropriate jigging setup, you know, the finesse and cadence that it takes to move that jig right, and then the appropriate gear, a lot of it having to do with the rod, really makes that lure swim. And it's like having a good swimming surface iron or not, you know, and you know, with very good fishing, that lure doesn't need to be swimming great, but with its finesse and tough fishing, a great swimming Tatty 45 makes a big difference. And these rods allow that jig to do it. In terms of particular model, that starts to become down to what flavor you really like. And I know that there's a lot of great outfits out there in terms of us at the tackle store, because I feel like that's something that is going to be very popular and is not something that's in most of our arsenal, myself included. I think it's something that we need to do a good job of keeping stock on, because it's something that a lot of people are going on to buy that doesn't exist. Right now, we carry appropriate tuna jigging blanks from Shimano and their Travala series, from Seeker, from United Composites, from Phoenix, some highly customized overseas ones, Infinity Structure, things like that. Like, we have 4 or 5 different manufacturers of kind of those high-end jigging blanks that are able to catch a tuna. I just think it's like it's the next piece of gear that a lot of us don't have in our quiver that I think is going to be really popular this year.
Absolutely. Especially how these guys like Brawla and Taro and some of these guys are really pushing it and having a really good time with it. I think you're just going to see
so
more
effective. It is so effective, and the tuna never has a chance to get its head down because the rod's short. If you pump right, the tuna keeps kicking and it comes right to the boat.
See, Mike, you've got to see it. You've got to see it in happening and pulling on and being on the right end, the appropriate end of the rod and reel. I'm still having trouble wrapping my mind around, like, man, those things pull hard when you hook them on a 30 wide and a CalStar rail rod. Like, how are we doing this with this jigging gear, which is way smaller? But man, you see guys just creaming those things.
Yeah.
Like,
the first time I saw it was about 7 years ago on the XL, and it was a kid's trip. And nobody could get down. Nobody could get down. Big bluefin, they were down, you know, 350 feet, nobody getting bit. One guy jigging, doing that same technique, and he was killing it. He handed off 12. and I, right then and there, I was a believer.
Okay,
I was like,
there's something to this.
Yeah, and then we had other trips too, where we went down to Hurricane Bank, and guys were using them on Hurricane Bank, and it was single speed reel, catching 250-pound yellowfin tuna.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, I think it'll be fun to watch that technique develop. And, you know, there's been, boy, it seems like every year there's another great tool that we get on to help catch these things. It was yummy flyers, and then it was frozen flyers, and, you know, and then this fantastic nighttime jig fishing for the last several years.
Incredible.
I mean, not to say that we didn't ever catch bluefin before at night, but nothing like this. You know, I mean, how many times did you, you know, I mean, again, you being on long range boats, how many times did you, you know, on your wheel watch make a note, you know, hey, at X and X, you know, Latin long, I ran over a big school, and then this one I ran over a big school, and then in the morning you kind of, okay, well, there were some big schools up there, maybe we'll circle back down, like, who?
That was it.
All those years you could have been, you know, driving on those things, dropping knife jigs, then you could have bent the boat, you know, like, it's just fun, kind of like Carl said, watching the progression of how we get these things.
And it's pretty cool. I like that. I really do. They always, you know, people always say, oh, don't reinvent the wheel. But to be honest with you, if we have not done that or didn't do that with fishing, we would still be fishing.
Yeah. Thumb pads.
And
we'd still be wearing suits and ties.
That's right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Again, more of your phone calls. We got the catch report coming up, all kinds of great stuff. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Mike Klaus of the Pacific Dawn and Carl from Fisherman's Landing. You're on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to announce the return of the Hall Family Shows to Southern California. 2023. We'll see the first Hall Family Show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall Family Show in California in 3 years, and the first outdoor recreation show in Southern California in 2023. It will be the Bard Hall Show, February 16th and 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and it's going to be spectacular. Then we move to the Bard Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Since 1946, millions of happy family memories have been made at this show, and more will be made this year. We thank Turner's Outdoorsmen for sponsoring our 75th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bard Hall Shows, presented by Progressive. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader for a natural presentation. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentation for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedules, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are getting packed up. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, that's 213-432-1090. Already busy, been a busy morning. Lots of phone calls going through. Let's jump right back into it. And this time we're going to talk to Roy. Roy has called us from San Diego this morning. Roy, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question. Since you got two guys from the tackle store there, recently picked up the Tranks 400,
but it's got some hollow spectra. And I always kind of thought hollow spectra was kind of like for the big boys there. Now, if I wanted to splice in or do a connection to a leader, can I just treat it like a normal, with like a like an RP knot, or do I have to do some kind of a, you know, the needle and thread, the needle thing?
Carl? Absolutely not. You can just tie an RP knot or Bob's hands, whatever you're comfortable with. Pretend like it's the solid spectra. Go fishing. I mean, it's really that simple.
Hollow gives you some rigging advantages in that, yes, you can splice line in. You can work with the needles. You can, you know, if it got rubbed off, you know, halfway down and you just want to splice a new piece in, it gives you that advantage. But there is no disadvantage to connection. Roy, you said it best. You could treat it as if it were solid spectra, like everything else. Your RP knot works exactly the same. No, very little downside to it other than hollow spectra in the lighter tests is, it's expensive. You know, that's the one thing. Spectra is unique in that the braiding or weaving process of the line, when it gets to the larger sizes, like 130-pound, like the way the weave works, it's naturally hollow. It's one of the few sizes where the smaller test is more expensive than the bigger is. Right. It's a lot more difficult for them to make an 80-pound hollow or a 60-pound hollow or a 40-pound hollow. Like, the price goes up on the small test on that hollow stuff. But, yeah, if your reel's already loaded with it, man, you're in good shape. Keep fishing. Roy, appreciate the phone call very much. Next up was another great text, if you guys are good for it. It's from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, great show, you guys. Carl, I like to rent the 80 to 100-pound setups for multi-day trips. Can you talk a little bit about the type of gear that you guys rent, any changes that you might be making, and is the rental gear going to be available again, and what do the costs look like? And I know that that's a big sense of pride for you and the landing. Like, that was a big project of yours. Fisherman's Landing rental gear really has changed the way that rental stuff happens over the last few years, and you played a really big part of that.
Yeah, I made a big point 5 years ago to Frank, Doug, and Tim. Like, we really need to upgrade our rental gear from TLD 30s and 6.5-foot rods or 6-foot rods. And they gave me the go-ahead, and so we got Talica 20s and 25s and Torque 60s now. For 80-pound and 100-pound rods, we got Seeker and Calstar rods to match a lot of 2x3s for the Seeker stuff, and Calstar 770 extra heavies or for Calstar rods for 80 and 100-pound. Then on the lighter pound stuff, that 40 to 60-pound, we got Talica 16s with Calstar 700 heavies, I believe they are, and then the SSR rods from Seeker, the 7650s for those also, and lots of Fathom 40s. You know, both the Talica and the 40 Fathoms are great for fishing 40, 50, and 60. So these guys come up, hey, we're seeing a lot of different size fish. We need 40-pound versus 60-pound. We have Pete and some of the guys in the rental room. They could, okay, we strip that 60-pound off, put some 40-pound on them, you know, or we need 80-pound or versus 100-pound, and we can just switch them out really easy. They all have spectra on them. They have about 25 to 40 yards of top shot on there, depending on what pound test. Day and a half rental, I'm just going to use that because it's super, that's like what we do mostly. It's going to be $90 for a day and a half. I mean, think about it. If you go buy your own rod and reel and you got to put new line on it, it's going to cost you $80. We're charging you for the line. And you're getting a, what is it, $1,500, $1,200 rod and reel for
Yeah, I mean, you're talking
for $90.
I'd like to say just one thing as the captain. I love it. I love it when people come on with rental gear.
Yeah.
From Fisherman's Landing. I would much rather you come on the boat with rental gear than have any questions about yours.
And think about that statement compared to, you know, years ago when a guy stepped on the boat and it was a Penn 500 and a 4.0 and an older rod, and you're just, oh, man, here we go. And now, I mean, you know, you just rattled off, I mean, truly the top of the line, Calstar and Seeker rods, Fathom 2-speed, Talica 2-speed, Torque 2-speed, like, it is the high, you know, it's not good enough gear. I mean, it's better gear than what a lot of us have. It's the Cadillac.
Yeah, and it says a lot when some of these long-range boats, like, you can get our gear, or, hey, call Carl at the landing or call the landing. You could rent gear for 3 to 5 day trips. You know, you don't have to be going on a short range trip now. I have almost enough gear. If you're going on a 5 day or a 6 day or a 7 day, and you don't have a rod for a Laos or the lower banks or whatever, you need to, I don't want to say I have the stuff to go catch a 200-pound or 300-pound yellowfin, because that's a whole different class a reel.
You do.
But, you know, you do have, you're going on an 8-day trip. You're going to go Wahoo fishing. We have,
Tac 16s, Tac 20s, whatever it might be.
You're good to go, you know. And we have plenty of that type of stuff to for the Royal Star, the Royal Player, Shogun, XL, whatever.
And the landing has multiple employees that do nothing but service, maintain. That gear comes in. It's new top shots. The reels are always serviced. I know that Vince is back there every day, like, basically rebuilt the entire fleet of Talikas. Carl just said, you know, I mean, those reels... I don't know how they require so little maintenance, but they just don't. The drags just don't burn up in those things. Like, you know, remember in the old days, Mike, you know this when you're fishing XLR. The old days of fishing Newells and 4.0s, like, you'd burn through drags a couple times on a trip. I mean, on a single trip, you could burn through them.
Drag handles.
Yeah, totally.
Using vice grips to as a handle to finish off the fish.
The fleet of Talikas is basically still fine, but Carl just said, I just want every single one. The bluefin fishing, fortunately, has been so incredible. Those things went in and out so many times that just one of those knock on wood, whatever, like just to be safe, you replaced damn near everything, just, you know, like all those reels went through the full maintenance this year, whether they need it or not, just because they worked so hard last time, give them the spa treatment they deserve.
Yep. Every reel has a brand new Spectra on there. Vince has been working his butt off back there all winter long, going opening up every reel, lubing, greasing, oiling, all everything it needs to be, putting new handles on everything. Those reels are
dialed.
They're almost like right out of the box. I mean, that's what they are inside, you know. So I mean, brand new Iser line on everything, top shots, and probably when we get going, I'm going to have them go through every reel again, turn every handle, you know, make sure everything's good, you know. So when
because you treat it big fish appropriate.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing, because that's the thing that's so wild about the state we're in now. Like, every trip that Mike runs on the Pacific, like, on an overnight trip these days, you have an opportunity at a 100-pound fish, a 150-pound fish, a 200. I mean, like,
really?
You know, every single trip that is a possibility these days. And the gear, you know, gear can be in pretty rough shape and catch a 25-pound albacore just fine.
Right.
But a 225-pound bluefin, you damn well better have that thing perfect.
No, you can't really put a 130-pound on a bass down.
Yeah.
And it's not like 10 years ago when there's this much of a chance, a tiny chance of catching an 80-pound fish on any trip that you leave the dock, even when Taro's fishing full day offshore.
Exactly.
There's a chance to catch 100 to 200-plus-pound bluefin, and I don't want to rent someone something, and the guy comes back, hey, this failed on me, and the guy lost personal best or the fish of a lifetime.
We got to put the odds in your favor,
exactly.
Not the other way around.
Exactly.
I dig it. Hey, well, great text. Appreciate it very much. How about we jump back into the phones this time and talk to Chris? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. I hope everybody is well and happy. I just wanted
Good morning.
I just want to let everybody know the Senor Guacamole will be down this year because he has to defend one of his championships. Because Greg, my three door down the street neighbor, won last year. So we're coming. Be forewarned. Hide your women and dogs. And guacamole to all.
All right. Chris is a defending champion of our Let's Talk Hookup tournament at Rancho Leonero multiple years in a row. And is coming back to defend it. Chris, I'm glad to hear it. I'm a little bit bummed for the fish population of Los Buriles, but always a good time having you and your squad down there at the ranch. It's a fun spot. Right when we started the show, one of the Rancho Leonero spots played, and that was the first thing Carl said. I was like, man, I got to get back down there. Like, it's a pretty special place, and I know that you know it very well, Chris.
Well, love it. I've actually figured out that I'm old. I better get stuff done.
Well, I think that was a great decision, buddy. We appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to having you down there in June to defend your title. It's going to be a good time, no doubt about that. Hey, another fun text came through. Good morning, boys. Mike, I'm looking at the boat online, and she looks fantastic. I noticed that there's a Davit-style crane on top. Is it possible that you ever see doing a charter-style trip for kayak or skiff fishing at some of the islands in the future? That's from Ralph and Menifee.
You know, it's funny you actually mentioned that. I was actually thinking about bringing them back. I have to make a little bit of money first. I'll
bet.
I got to make a little bit of money first, and I was thinking about doing that. I would like to go back and do the San Martin and local, you know, in the coastline down off of, in Baja. Baja. And, you know, that's what they used to do. They used to put skiffs on the boat, and they used to go down there and catch calico bass and everything else. I talked to a few other people that live down there and have a couple of operations down there. And we were even thinking about using the boat as a mothership and doing something similar to that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're open to fun stuff when it becomes appropriate to do it.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And it would be more like, you know, late if this bluefin thing and whatever, the boat seems to have not run so much in November. I'm going to try to turn that around and, you know, we'll see what happens. But I would do that, you know, later on in the season.
That's awesome. Ralph, great text, man. Appreciate that very much. How about this one? Another text said, good morning, boys, from Mike. Good morning, boys. Mike, can you talk a little bit about your galley, the type of stuff you plan to serve on those day-and-a-half trips? And he also had a question about the charter costs, which we covered there from Carl. But talk about a little about the galley and day-and-a-half trips, food you guys are planning on serving, if you have any favorites, that kind of stuff.
So as of right now, we're still trying to figure all that out. It all is dependent on the talent of the cook. And as of right now, the cook that I do have is very talented. I'm hoping he's going to stick around and stay. You know, this is a slow time of the year, so it's like fingers crossed when it comes to good guys. They're hard to keep this time of year.
I believe that.
Especially when there's no money around. There's just a little bit of boat maintenance to do until we start running. But, you know, I would like to, let's say, crock pot food. You know, we make some at the crock pot and serve something like that, on day and a half.
Carl, you talked earlier about meal packages. Like, what does a meal package include? Is it's a traditional breakfast, lunch, dinner? Like, how does that work, you know, when you're doing a charter thing? Menu set by the boat, and then everybody's food's taken care of so they don't have to worry about it. Like, what's the rundown like when it comes to food and charters?
Yeah, correct. So, like I said, overnight trips will just be open galley, breakfast, all your normal breakfast.
Very traditional.
Traditional
breakfast
stuff.
Breakfast burritos and burgers and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then when you get in the day and a half stuff, we'll do a breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and two snacks. Just like any long-range style boat, we're going to try to keep that level up high. So you are paying top dollar, so we want to make sure that you get what you're paying for. You know,
that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, he's right.
I want to bring the long range experience.
So much of your background is from long range fishing. You've got a long career working on the highest echelon long range boats. And a lot of that feels what you want to bring to the Don.
I do. All the way to loading people's stuff on the boat. You know, I don't want them to touch anything. I want to load it, bring it down to the rooms, bring everything down.
That's awesome.
You know, nobody's going to tie a hook, getting all your hooks back. You know, you're not going to touch a fish.
That's cool.
I want to all the way down. You know, I want to bring the same experience you would get on the Royal Polaris, Excel, Trepid.
Yeah.
Same type, but to the over.
Yeah, short range. Yeah,
short,
I love
short,
it, man.
Short range.
That's awesome.
And that's all the way down to the food. I just have not figured out exactly.
Yeah, this is season. This is season one.
Yeah, it's a very good question.
Yeah, we'll let you know what your favorite is when you've got to have a full season of them.
So, yeah,
I mean, especially for Mike, first year on the boat, you know, we're going to learn a lot being up in Ventura.
Yeah,
and
sure.
What the boat can handle, how much storage we can handle.
Of course, yeah.
So we're working all the kinks out on that type of stuff. So we're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but we're learning what what we're capable of doing on that particular boat.
I had to chuckle when Frank talked about it yesterday. Like, the thing that's such a treat to all of us as a passenger, you know, the traditional last meal on a long-range trip, prime rib, you know, all the passengers look forward to it so much. I cracked up so much, you know, when Frank was like, I don't really like prime rib. And you're like, you don't think, you know, we as passengers don't think about you as a crew member. Like, it's the treat. It's the send-off. It's the last big thing. Like, we don't think about the fact that, you eat prime rib, yeah, once a week for your entire lifetime.
Yeah. I don't like it either.
It's always like the send-off thing, you know, like Carl, you know, me and Carl going on a trip. Yeah, we're excited. That's going to be a great dinner. I'm like, here we go again, man. It's the last day. That's really fun. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's on the Mightier 1090. ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hook Up app.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. that we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months. Only at your... Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
It's coming soon, the most exciting sports show of the year. The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fairn Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven buildings of the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus seminars and a free kids trout pond. This year, the PCS show has added freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to fishing travel destinations. Four full days, Thursday, March 2nd to Sunday, March 5th. The 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fairn Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it. Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on. And the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber. Overdying how its engine turns low pressure and high pressure. Report water chamber shoots top of it to create more commotion than conventional popper-style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through wire construction and high tensile string hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.